y'all know what it is.
Y'all ready?
Turn it up.
1, 2, 3.
Unscripted, unshackled, uncouth. What you're about to hear is for mature ears only. It's Miguel and Holly, uncensored, from Hot 101.5.
Well, hello there.
Hey!
My name is Miguel Fuller. That is Holly O'Connor.
I feel like I'm a wrestler coming into the ring with this music.
I know, right? I love this bed.
Yeah.
And we have producer Ryan McGibney.
Speaking of beds.
Are you tired?
Yeah.
It's been a long week.
Way too much food.
Yes. Yeah. We just had our heritage potluck. Let me tell you something.
Okay.
Let me tell you something about this potluck.
Yeah.
So it's a competition where everyone brings in a different food from their, representing their heritage. And most everybody at this point in society is like, well, this food doesn't really represent my heritage, but here's a piece of cake.
Right.
You know, it's like.
There were so many that were like, well, this isn't mine, but I really like these cookies.
I like how everybody throws in the fact that they had their children help them make it or their grandma make it.
Yeah.
And they're like, yeah, we spent all night with my child putting the frosting on these cookies.
You're like, I got it.
Vote for me.
Yeah.
I should have been like, my gay boyfriend who teaches underprivileged black kids in South St. Pete bought the stuff, the cheese for my macaroni and cheese.
Damn.
Would that would have helped me?
Probably. No, I don't think you could have beat What's-His-Face's little girl with the blue frosting.
No, that was very sweet. Well,
oh, Justin,
if I don't win this thing, I'm going to be very pissed because I had so many people come up to me. And this is sort of like a perfect example of how voting in America works is everyone on Facebook is like, F Trump, F Clinton, I hate F you, F this. And then nobody votes. And they're
right.
Like, and everyone was like, oh, my God, Miguel, your mac and cheese was so good. And no one vote.
Guess who forgot to vote?
Are you serious?
Me too.
No, I voted. This bitch didn't vote.
You didn't vote!
I forgot.
Go right now. Go.
Okay, that's for real.
No, I'm not kidding. Go vote.
It was E13, FYI.
I'll tell Evander to put one in.
I'm not. Go hold on. You think I'm kidding? I am not kidding.
Text Evander.
Holly, what was on the line for this?
You win. A $100 Red Robin gift card.
Whoa. Red Robin?
Miguel.
Yum.
Yeah, Miguel loves him.
Wait, why are you trying to judge Red Robin, Ryan? Ryan's like, ha, Red Robin, bitch, I'm serious. I want that $100 Red Robin, that's at the Tyrone Square
you know
Mall.
How much you could sell that gift card for on Amazon?
I know, I will use that.
Who are you calling? What?
Are you calling a banner?
Is this going to be, like, can you hear it on the podcast?
Yeah, uh-huh. Do.
Oh my God.
Do.
Hello?
Oh, hi, Vander.
Oh, hi.
Hi.
Do we have permission to speak with you on the podcast air?
I hate you so much.
You're on with us for Miguel and Holly Uncensored. Hey, Ryan has something to ask
you. Does that mean I can say bad things?
Yes.
Yes, you can.
Oh, shit.
I appreciate you.
Well,
Andrew.
Fuck. Okay, that's enough, y'all.
Gratuitous.
I guess I start to get nervous. Ryan has something to ask you, Ryan.
Hey, have you placed your vote for Miguel's mac and cheese yet?
I'm not at liberty to say who I'm voting for this political season, actually.
Did you
I'm
vote?
A little, actually.
Did you vote?
Yeah, I did vote. Yeah. I did.
Who did you vote? Who did you vote? I mean, listen, the deed is done, so it's fine. I can't persuade you to vote. But who did you vote for?
I don't want to be judged by my political views in this campaign, okay?
No, listen, it's fine. Who the fuck did you vote for? This is serious.
I voted for your mac and cheese.
Yeah!
I appreciate you, if you didn't, saying that you did.
Are the polls still open right now?
Right. Are you at the polling place or are the polls open?
I don't know. I can look.
Yeah. If polls are still open, put one in for me because I forgot the vote.
You think I could just throw a couple more in for Miguel?
No. You know what? No.
We don't want to compromise
just
the system.
Let's find out who all didn't vote and we'll put a vote in for them.
No, that's also fraud.
No, I don't want ballot stuffing. I want to live. I want to win legitimately. Okay,
hanging chads.
Exactly. I want to win legitimately. So, but Ryan did forget to vote.
Okay.
Now, Ryan.
I will vote for him.
Are you sure? Are you in there now?
I'm currently in here. Voting is still open.
Okay. It's E13. I know this.
Done.
Thank you. All right. Bye, Vander.
Bye.
Okay. Just listen. This is very important. First,
I understand. I understand.
This is very. I've won one award, so I want to be able to say the
multiple
two time.
Award. No.
Did you win? What'd you win?
I won when we were. It's kind of awkward. I didn't give this in my speech when we talked about where our food came from, but I won at the other radio station group Holly and I worked at before in Tampa.
Oh, yeah.
I won at their Thanksgiving feast.
Right,
with the mac
did.
And cheese?
Mm-hmm, yeah. I did. I won.
So then if you win this.
You know what you should do is put truffle in that mac and cheese.
Now, see.
That's good. Bonefish has this amazing, like, it's, I don't know what it's called, but it has truffle. I think it has bacon and maybe some like shrimp in it.
In the mac and cheese?
Yes.
Shut your face.
What?
The best mac and cheese I've ever had.
Wait, though, is it better than the buffalo chicken mac and cheese at Green Iguana?
I've never had that.
We need to go on a field trip because I have been craving.
I'm not a mac and cheese person. But the bonefish one I'll eat, and that's delicious.
Bacon?
Anything with truffle. Bacon?
Bacon?
Okay. Weird question. Wait, first, before I get to that, Holly, you said I shouldn't say...
You shouldn't say two-time winning. You say multiple award winning.
Because
that
gotcha.
Sounds way better than I won twice.
I won twice.
So then I can start to say multiple award winning Miguel's mac and cheese.
Yes, yeah.
Got it.
You could package it.
Yeah.
And come up with some graphics.
Like that. Other ridiculous personality that happens to reside in Tampa that I shall not name who packaged buffalo chicken dip.
Yeah.
Except
no,
for
that's your, not even his chicken dip.
It's not, but this would be yours, and
that's
you're
true.
Also not a dick douchebag. So.
Oh, shots fired.
So,
beep, 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 beep.
So yours would actually probably do really well.
Now that's true. Okay, we'll see. If I win, then we can look into that.
Mm-hmm.
Where do you buy truffle butter? Is that just like the grocery store?
I wish you could see my face right now because my face just gave Miguel the look that goes along with this sound. You don't buy
truffle butter mac and cheese.
Pull up Nicki.
No.
Hold on. Please. Miguel. Miguel. Get your phone out and Google truffle butter right now.
Wait, is it the song?
No, I'm pulling it up on my Apple Music.
Urban Dictionary.
Okay, let's see here. Truffle butter.
Urban Dictionary.
Urban Dictionary.
So you want that mac and cheese?
Here we go. Let's see here. Let me read the lyrics. Or let me read the Urban Dictionary. Truffle. Oh, my access was denied. Hold on. Truffle butter is when you pull. Oh. I don't want to say this.
No, don't say it. That's too NSFW.
I feel like that's too much. Here, I'll beep it.
It's when you pull your out of the
okay,
and put it in
okay,
the other
okay.
And that mixture in between.
Wait, hold on, Holly. I can get the. I have it here on the YouTube. Wow, I feel really assaulted.
So you want that truffle butter mac and cheese?
Okay, I was trying to say something else.
I know.
Truffle oil is what you were looking for.
Yeah, where do you get truffle oil from?
I think you can get it from any high-end grocer.
So like at Whole Foods or something?
No, I mean, I bet they have it at Publix. I would not maybe guess another grocery store, but I would think Publix for sure.
Could you find it at Winn-Dixie, Holly?
I'm not
yeah,
sure.
Yeah, I think it's anywhere. It's kind of expensive, though.
I think
it's like $10 for like 8 ounces.
Tiny bottle.
Tiny bottle of truffle butter.
Not truffle butter.
Truffle butter is priceless, okay?
Truffle butter
What's
is
really
when...
sad is that this song is actually pretty hot. Like, the beat, though. But then you're like, oh, God, what's it about? This?
Does it make you want to do it? Cars with the loose chain. Truffle butter is when you pull your
D
out of the A.
Okay, okay.
And continue effing her P, and then the tan buttery substance around her P is truffle butter. I don't trust you undercover. I could probably make some steps since fuck each other.
Talking fillets with the truffle butter. Fresh sheets and towels, man, she gotta love it. Yeah, they all get what they desire from it.
Oh, wow.
Tell them niggas we ain't hiding from it.
There's a video camera in this room while we were recording the podcast.
Oh, I should have brought the GoPro.
Next week we start
GoProing the whole thing.
Miguel and Holly uncensored with video.
Wow. Anyway, all right. So there we go. So we'll see enough.
Truffle oil.
Truffle oil
is what I.
Whew.
Well, that was a fantastic detour, I must say.
Wow. Okay. Well, what I did want to ask you two about. And Holly, I'm going to need your honest opinion of me, because we've been friends for a long time.
Oh, shit.
am I narcissistic?
Who said that?
Yeah.
I'm just asking you. Honest opinion. This is the podcast.
Narcissistic.
Mm-hmm.
No.
And hold on, just so we're all on the same page, because you know you hear those words.
Yes.
And you're like, wait, so what exactly is...
Like, you know what gets tossed around sometimes?
Self-serving.
Is that it's like narcissistic personality disorder. That's what I always think of.
Well, there's the definition of narcissistic is having an excessive or erotic interest in oneself and one's physical appearance. Then there's a narcissistic personality disorder, which is a disorder in which a person has an inflated sense of self-importance.
Mm.
And then under here it says can't be cured, but treatment may help.
Can't be cured. Quit thinking about yourself, bitch. I don't think so.
No.
Do I think you have moments? Do I think you have narcissistic moments?
I think everybody
moments?
Has yes. those moments.
Mm. Yeah.
Even just joking.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I wouldn't say that you are all the time walking around narcissistic, but I also think that you are in a different spot because you're a celebrity, and I don't, I'm not trying to be like silly about it, but especially I think it would come out when, you know how you would get like celebrity treatment in Panama City?
Right.
And the first time we came here to Tampa, I think the most interesting point for me to watch, and I felt bad, but there was nothing I could do about it, was your deflation from being literally like people would take pictures of you from behind in the grocery store and post them on Facebook.
Right.
To like literally nobody knew who you were.
Mm-hmm.
So that's a tough pill.
Yeah.
And then you were my favorite example is like when the woman didn't put as much meat on your sub and you were like, what, didn't she know? Like, I think it's because of the treatment that you used to get in Panama City that can sometimes lead to moments of, you know, being narcissistic.
Mm-hmm.
But they're so fleeting, and I have them too. I always consider that I'm a bit narcissistic because I think everyone, like Ryan said, I think everyone is to a certain extent,
right?
Because you do have to watch out for yourself first, but I don't think it's that you're suffering from some sort of
disorder.
No.
Well, I think the reason why I bring this up, and I'm trying to do a lot of self-inspection right now, because I think my relationship with Hot Teacher right now, we're going through, I think, growing pains or just as you know, we're now living together for 2 months, and so we're around each other all the time, which is fine, but finding that balance on the weekends and things that we want to do, because I'm a person that, you know, I don't like to go out of my comfort zone unless I decide to go out of my comfort zone. So if you try to push me outside of it, I will shut down and I will be like, this is not on my terms. I don't like what's happening. I don't want to do this. So it's not going to happen. And so what we're finding right now and discussing and trying to work through is that a lot of times we do what I want to do. But then I challenged Hot Teacher. I was like, well, I don't know what it is you want to do, because before I met as we were getting to know each other, you were like, you would sit in your house and play video games, and you have like 3 close friends or 4 or 5 that you hang out with every now and then. And so outside of that, I don't know what you like to do.
Mm-hmm.
'Cause with me, I like to either go out drinking or go to like a fun restaurant or go to the movies. You know, it's not a long list of things I like to actually do.
Right.
But there is a list. And so then, you know, we got into the scuffle last weekend where I was like, let's go to Waffle House for breakfast on Sunday. And he was like, well, I don't really want to go. And I was like, well, fuck you then. I'm going. So I went to Waffle House by myself on Sunday. And so then, you know, we got over it. So the rest of the Sunday was fine. And then during Sorry Not Sorry this week, I made a joke about it. And then you brought it up that I was mad about it. And then like a couple of days later, he was like, well, so were you really pissed at me for not going? And I was like, well, yeah, that was me trying to spend more one-on-one time with you. And he was like, but those were on your terms at your favorite restaurant that I don't really particularly enjoy. And then I was like, well, fuck, I have this all messed up, because in my mind I was like, we're having breakfast together at Waffle House and this is one-on-one time.
Mm-hmm.
But in his mind it's like, well, that's on your terms, at your place, at your establishment. So I'm just like, well, fuck.
That's a tough one. I mean, you're both right. because you can't see you. As all human beings, we can't see outside of ourselves, and like we can put ourselves into others' shoes empathetically,
right.
But there's no way to come at a problem from any other perspective than really your own and what you bring with you from your past. And so I think that's where a lot of relationships have issues. I think this is a totally normal fight, first of all.
Mm-hmm.
So it's nothing to be worried about. But I do think that it's you guys have to figure out a way to address these issues.
Right.
Like, whatever you're doing is probably not working.
Yeah.
And I don't know. That's about as far as my extent of knowledge and helpfulness comes, because clearly I didn't do it that well in my marriage.
Right.
But we would have that issue. And like somebody, and typically it was me, I would always be the one to bend to do what he wanted to do.
Mm-hmm.
And I always would pride myself. This is what was sick and twisted about my part in this whole thing, is that I would always like pat myself on the back for being so flexible and doing whatever he wanted to do. I wasn't winning any medals for not speaking my mind up, and I wasn't winning any favors. You know, I always thought it was like a bank of stuff where I was like, well, I have done 5 things that he wants to do, so next time if it ever comes up, he owes me. And then that's not how it works.
Now, did you ever ask to cash out and have him do something you wanted to do?
No, I never did, because I never felt like I had a big enough reason to. But then even on the I guess that's the thing. Like, I never found a big enough reason to. Like, there were some really intense ones that I was like, okay. And then, for me, it started to turn into resentment and bitterness.
Yeah, because that was my question, is that, you know, well, do you think that also correlated with the fact that you kind of knew that things were ending? Or before you knew that, were you still, like in the honeymoon phase, were you ever resentful when you would have to compromise and bend and do something you don't want to do?
Yeah, I think even in the honeymoon phase, I'd be like, well, I mean, this is what you do. Because I think I don't know how to be in a relationship. I was like, well, this is what you do. You make the other person happy. You want to make the other person happy. So this is me doing that.
Right.
And then it would make me feel good for a while, because I thought, you know, I'm making him happy, so that makes me happy. I like when he's happy. So that makes me happy. But that only gets you so far, I think, until you got to have a more broken down conversation than that.
Like, how do you do it?
I don't know.
Like, what's the balance? Like, how do you, because...
You know what I think helps is that if you're on similar pages and you guys are not,
yeah,
and Chris and I were not, I know, because I'm sitting here thinking about other successful married couples or, you know, partners that I know that go long term, and they genuinely just like to do the same things. So you don't have the issue. Like, you have this issue right now because you're very different.
Yeah. I mean, and that's what we said from the beginning, is that we have two totally different interests, you know.
It's going to be long term. It's going to be a struggle, because though that's who you are intrinsically. There's nothing wrong with the way you are. Nothing wrong with the way he is.
Right.
But there is something not going to be right about how you do it together.
So can you make it work through that?
I'm sure you can. People have made it past way crazier things. I'm sure you can, but it's going to be how much you both are willing to want to make it work.
Yeah.
Yes, right.
Well, my last.
Ryan, would you like to contribute?
My last relationship was like that. We did totally different things.
Mm-hmm.
I like to go out with my friends and drink, and just like go to parties and socialize sometimes. She didn't. She likes to sit home and read. Doesn't drink, and a lot of times it was like she came along, but she was. Didn't have anything to say, or couldn't talk to anybody, or didn't get along with my friends like that. And that was difficult, and it wasn't worth it. And I mean, it was nice the time that we had, but it wasn't going to work out forever.
Now,
because it was too much of a compromise.
Did she ever try to have fun? Did she ever, or did she go into it thinking, F this, I'm already over it?
No. I mean, she tried. It's just the way it worked out.
That just wasn't in her wheelhouse to be able to do that.
Mm-hmm.
Interesting.
I think you genuinely do have
to. So you have to be, like Holly said, on the same sort of page, same kind of interest. You don't really need to have the same interest, but just like the willingness to do the other thing with the other person and sort of like enjoy it. If you don't enjoy it, then it's too much of a compromise and it's not worth it in the end.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's true. I mean, because I feel like most of the things you know, the besides playing video games, because I literally just have zero interest in playing video games. I don't mind like hanging out while you're playing video games and like not looking like I'm having a boring time. Like I can, you know, get it.
Nobody wants to watch somebody else play video games.
No, absolutely not. And to me, it's like, that's like, I love watching CNN, but as soon as he walks in the door, usually I take it off of CNN because nobody wants to sit somebody watch politics if you're not into it. And so that's something I like to enjoy personally. So I think he's the same way when it comes to politics. And I also think for him, I challenged him. I said, well, you need to let me know what it is you want to do. So if it's a Friday and, you know, I'm like, hey, my initial thought is let's go to dinner, let's go out to Enigma and have some drinks and let's go out and have fun and get crazy. And if you don't want to do that, that's fine. Well, what is the alternative to that? What is it that you want to do? And I think that he doesn't know what that is.
A lot of times that was my problem. And I felt like I wasn't given enough of a chance to like really commit to something, because he would always be like, well, I need to figure it out, though, because I mean, if we're not going to do anything, then I have plans that are waiting, which is what you do. Mm-hmm. Like, I already have plans that we can do. And I'm like, right. Well, I don't know. So like, just we'll fucking do it.
Or a lot of times it'll be, hey, do you want to do this or something this weekend? And you don't really know yet. And you say no. And then they're like, cool, well, we can go to here and hang out at this and come with me.
Yeah, like the plans are already made.
It's like, and then later on, you're like, I don't ever get to do anything that I want to do. And then their rebuttal is, well, you came with me, we made these plans for this weekend. But you really didn't get the chance to make up your own mind. Right. So I guess you really just have to know what you want.
Or say, okay, this is your weekend. Like, take the time to figure out what you want to do, and then I'll go along with whatever it is, and not put the pressure of, but I have something waiting, so can you, if it's not, then my thing would be like, well, whatever I pick, he's going to not fucking like it because he already had plans waiting, so I already know what he wants to do. I'm not going to counter.
So if we're like, it's totally, like, this is yours, like, this is High Teacher's Weekend.
I'm not even going to try to bring up, like, oh, there might be a party at my friend's house, but really, let's do what you want to do.
Right, right.
And
it just seems like you're second place in
it does.
The whole time.
Two things that would bother me would be, he'd come into it like on a Tuesday and be like, what are we doing this weekend? That was constant.
Wow.
He still does it to me. What are you doing this weekend? It's like Monday. I'm like, bitch, I don't know. Why are you the social captain? I don't know. He's like the cruise director. So that would put the pressure on to be like, I can't. Let me look at my statistics and see what I can do. I don't know yet. And so then I'd be like, well, you already have plans, so like, let's just do them.
Right.
So that, and then it would be like, if he had, he would do this sometimes too, is if somebody asks him to, because his big thing is softball, my ex. And so I think in his mind, this was him showing me that he is choosing me. But for me, I was like, mm-mm. He'd be like, oh, well, I got invited to play 3 tournaments this weekend. I turned them all down. And then I'd be like, oh, well, that's just great.
Oh, well, thanks for making me feel bad.
Like, I would be like, why are you telling me that? So that you know, like, how much you really wanted to play softball, but you decided that you're stuck with me?
Right.
Go fucking play.
There's a person I know that's talking to a new guy, and they've been talking for maybe a month, hanging out here and there. But the thing is, this guy always has a quote-unquote guy's night. And they have to have guy's night. And it seems like they have 4 or 5 guy's nights a week. Like, how many guy's nights do you need, really?
That's a good question.
I mean, is he doing on guy's night? Like, what is happening? That's a lot of guys hanging out.
But she gets left behind. So it's not like she can go and hang out with him.
Right.
And I think she's just kind of over it because he doesn't ever ask what do you want to do, at least I don't think. And then it's like, if he is not having guys night, that's when he'll go hang out with her. Like, she's second place
always
already.
Already you're like, okay, well, I knew there wasn't anything else going on, so that must be my time.
Right.
But not saying that you do any of these things. I'm just giving you examples.
Right, just examples, right.
Because I feel like Daniel and I are a lot alike. Mm-hmm. I mean, hot teacher. Sorry.
Yeah, no, that's fine.
We're a lot alike. Mm-hmm. And so I'm just telling you what could happen from his perspective. But again, he's got to communicate that to you because did a bad job of communicating all this. So for you, it's not going to be easy to step out of your person who you are. Like, you're just you. You're the way you are for a reason.
Right.
You just can only communicate to each other.
I mean, maybe next time you could just say, hey, do you want to have breakfast? You pick.
Mm.
And I know you just like to suggest places because you know, mm-hmm. but maybe just like let him decide some things about what you want to do. So it's like half and half.
Right. Mm-hmm.
So you're like, I want to go to breakfast. You decide the place and just like frame it that way.
Right.
And maybe it'll seem like more of a collective idea than just your idea.
I'll just be like, you know, those waffles are so good.
Don't dare say shit about the waffles.
Those waffles.
Fuck those
next
waffles.
To the house are so good, girl.
That truffle butter mac and cheese.
Oh, you want some truffle butter tonight, huh, teacher?
Oh my gosh. You're just gonna play that? Where are you gonna play? So, I'm good with the ballpoint cane finger roll. Ask me how to do it, I don't tell a single soul. Pretty women, what's up?
Is your hair right now? You a stand up or is you in your chair right now? I like these as our little transition. So, Holly, we have a few minutes left.
Oh, okay.
You have something going on this weekend.
Yeah.
Can we talk about it?
Sure.
What's going on this weekend?
I have a date of sorts on Saturday night. Wow. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
And I feel silly because this is like, I feel deja vu, but it's with this guy that I met for my short-lived time on Match.com. We went on a lunch date, so we've already been on one like sort of date.
Now, when was this lunch date?
I think it was in like July.
Yeah.
I'm not kidding. I think it was July.
Jesus.
Then we tried
we'll
to
see
make
come Saturday. If
right.
This actually happened.
I'm serious. If this doesn't happen, I'm deleting his number from my phone.
Oh,
so,
really?
Well, no, but I'm like that at this point, like it's not meant to happen.
I mean, but what if you have to cancel for something?
I almost did. I almost had to cancel and I was like, if this might not be meant to be.
Wow.
So we've tried, like made and broken like four different plans. And we text every now and then. I think again, still same thing. I think he's like, you know, funny and witty. So I just want to try to keep an open mind and just have some dinner.
Now, where are you all going? Do you know yet?
No, this is the pattern, I think, with him. Because the last time we had a dinner date scheduled, he didn't say anything up until the day of. And then it was like noon the day of and I still hadn't heard from him. So I don't know. It's tomorrow and I still don't know when or where.
Can you suggest something?
I'm sure. I could probably be like, hey, meet me here at this time. And he'd be like, okay.
But would you like that from a guy? Like, do you want them to sort of be assertive?
Yeah, I do like that. But I don't mind giving suggestions.
Mm.
What I like to do is I like to get some options and then pick.
Mm-hmm.
Like, if he's like, what about this, this, or this? And then I can pick. Or I'll just come up with it, whatever.
I feel like...
Give it and get it, Holly.
Yeah. I feel like, Holly, our friendship will... like seep into your relationships because that's what we do. Because I'm always like, do you want to go to Taco Bell, Jersey Mike's, or Skyway?
I know. Why can't you just do that with Daniel? Again, hot teacher. Sorry. sorry.
Holly, you're not good at this game.
No, I'm not. I'm not good at it.
Here's the flashy thing from Men in Black. Forget.
That's me.
It's fine. He doesn't work at the school he worked at before. It was an issue.
Okay.
Yeah. I'm trying to think,
How do we get along so well together?
I don't know. Because we're not doing it.
Maybe that.
Well, because I feel like there is an extra, well, there's also this other undercurrent thing that I just sort of, with my relationship that we talked about today in the studio, where I think I'm learning that I have intimacy issues.
Yeah, maybe so. That could really play a part.
That I think something may have happened to me or something emotionally, maybe physical. I don't know. But as I'm sort of peeling back the onion of who I am and things that make me uncomfortable, that sometimes I don't like to be touched. And I never really consciously thought about it. I just knew that it was like, that feels weird or like I don't like it. And Ryan, you missed us when you walked out. I think when you went to get his breakfast this morning, we were saying that yesterday we went to the Chamber of Terror, this haunted house. It's on a ship. And when Holly grabbed me the first time, I was like, oh. And it wasn't like, oh, my God, Holly's touching me. It literally was like, oh, my God, there are like arms around me. Like, this just feels really weird. But it's
maybe you were just at a haunted house.
I know. Well,
You're like, oh, I got grabbed in a haunted house. I felt weird. I don't know.
I feel so scared. But that's just something that's always been the case. And even like with Daniel, with hot teacher, see, now you got me doing
I'm sorry.
It's fine. That'll happen is there's like a switch that flips on and off, that's flipped on and off, where sometimes I'll be like, oh, hey, how's it going? Which is not very often. And then there are times where he's on one couch, I'm on the other, and I'm like, this is good. You don't need to be up in my bubble. And then there are times where I'm like, way up in his bubble, and he's like, can you back up a little bit? You know?
Yeah, I don't know where that comes from. I said, I think Miguel might be an alien, so.
I said,
he's learning how to feel.
Well, that's what I said that a few weeks ago. I said that I feel like I feel emotions like how I think I'm supposed to feel them.
We need a psychologist to analyze these tapes.
Seriously, the diaries of crazy ass people. Mm-hmm. Well, so what do you want out of this date that's been 3 months in the making?
I think I just want to double check to see if there's something there, because I'm not sure.
I've been really trying.
Do you want to fuck him?
No. Okay, right off the bat.
Trying to hold back this feeling for so long.
So loud. Really, I'm going to say no at this point.
Okay.
But then keep in mind, I haven't seen him in like 3 months.
What if he has like a new wardrobe and he's looking? I don't know what he looked like before, but I'm just
so
assuming.
The last time you saw him, based on that, you say no.
Yeah.
Okay. But if something's changed about him.
This is why I'm saying I'm going to leave an open mind. I want to go in with an open mind and see what happens.
Would you have sex on the second date?
No, I don't think so. I don't know him that well.
Mm. Well, if it were someone that you felt like you were more connected to.
What better way to get to know someone
than to be inside?
No, I wouldn't rule it out.
Okay.
Well, I'm awful.
No, why? Listen.
Women get judged.
Ain't no judging happening here. Are you judging her, Ryan?
No.
But I just like to know people more.
Yeah.
You don't know me?
Loud. Right. So anyway, that's happening. I don't know what'll happen with it. I also have the whole entire house to myself on Saturday.
Oh.
So. Netflix and chill?
Yeah.
Netflix
F
it down Saturday?
Oh, no. I didn't think about that. No.
Oh.
No, I just meant that I'm going to sit around in like my panties and do nothing. That's what I meant.
I'm like, ooh, Holly's about to get crazy. She's going to have somebody over. No,
somebody's
getting
the Snapchat.
Oh, maybe. Mm-hmm. I do have some Snapchat buddies.
Oh, are you going to Snapchat your...
<Ooh. laughs> maybe.
You're going to Snapchat depends. Your hoo-hoo.
My hoo-hoo. Maybe my hoo-hoo.
You know what? It's fine. We've hit the 30-minute mark.
Send that.
I had some questions, and I'm
respond
like, you know
respond to the Snapchat we talked about last night.
What?
Respond to the Snapchat we talked about last
no.
night.
No.
I've made a decision. I like, you know what? This is a lot to get into that we can't get into.
Yeah. It's
we
time
save
to go.
It. Save it for next week, Snapchat relationships.
I still have a lot to do today left at the studio.
Write it down, Snapchat relationships.
Snapchat relationship. Let me write that down. I should keep a list here in the studio, the Dove, about what we do. Snapchat relations on her tits.
What?
Holly will explain next week. Ann Kelly's going to walk in here and be like, why is there on this?
Listen, Ann Kelly used to work at WIOT in Toledo, which is like a classic heritage rock station. So
she knows what
she knows how to get down.
Hey, Ryan, what's all of your social media?
Radio McGibb, Instagram, Snapchat, Twitter.
Mine's Radio Holly.
Holly's going to have sex this weekend.
Mine's Radio Holly, by the way.
Holly, Ryan.
What?
Let's put $5 on it. When we get here, when we do the podcast next week, how much do you want to bet Holly's had sex?
With that guy?
I don't know.
With anybody.
Or anybody?
Any sort of sex.
In between now and next time we do the podcast, any sex?
Yep, any sex.
Okay.
What's that phrase? I'm so bad at phrases. Idle hands are the devil's playground.
I don't know.
Playground.
Plaything.
Okay.
Hands devil.
Something.
So for
idle time.
Idle hands.
Is the
devil's tools?
Idle time is the work of the devil.
Is that what it is?
Idle hands are the devil's workshop. Proverbs 16:27.
Oh.
I don't know. I just saw that. Anyway, all of my, so $5, okay? Ryan?
Yes.
You bet?
This podcast is brought to you by Publix Truffle Butter, 2-for-1. Oh my God. For a limited time only.
Gross. My social media is Miguel Fuller, MiguelFuller. We will see you next week. Bye.
Want more Miguel and Holly? Listen to past episodes of Miguel and Holly Uncensored at Hot 101.5 TampaBay.com, the Hot 101.5 app, or on iTunes.